Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. L.I. in the A.M. with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 L.I. News Radio.
And we're back at 8:12. It's now time for our Spotlight segment on Long Island. The chairman of the GOP party right here in Suffolk County. I haven't spoken to him in a while. His name, of course, John J. Laval. Always great to talk with him. Sir, how are you?
Doing great. How's everything going?
All is good. You know, it's that time of the year, John J. Laval. We start thinking of November. Listen, time's flying so far already in June. I mean, can you believe it? But nonetheless, big night last night as far as Suffolk Republicans, and that as Ray Perini as the guy now as far as the DA post, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There will be a Republican running for district attorney. Absolutely.
How about that? Tom Spoda, 15 years, time for a change. You know, we had Ray on last week, an interesting guy. Listen, we remember him 4 years ago, mired a little bit of controversy nonetheless, cross endorsements, the whole nine yards, thus Spoda kind of walking on water these days. Nonetheless, it is always time for a change.
Well, we, 2 years ago, I introduced a bylaw amendment to the Republican Party that barred individuals from accepting the Democrat line to ensure that there will be competitive races for public office in Suffolk County. We were the only party that did it. And, we're real proud of that. And this year, we will see that. We saw it last year, and we're going to see it again this year. And across the board, there will be, competitive races. The residents will have an opportunity to choose. And, without question, I truly believe that if residents really take a look at, what's going on in Suffolk County and what the Democrats have done in Suffolk County, and it's everything from corruption and ethical problems to, $250 million in deficit. And, yesterday I spoke with our comptroller, who basically told me that there is a good chance that we could be approaching junk bond status in Suffolk County. That is how badly the Democrats have handled our finances in Suffolk County. We're one of the wealthiest counties in the entire country, yet our finances are completely a mess. And instead of making difficult choices, instead of making the cuts that are necessary to run our government, our legislators, our Democrat legislators have decided to, implement issues like red light cameras and raise taxes and fees on the residents. And, the red light cameras is probably the most egregious thing. They look the residents in the eyes and they say, hey, we're doing this for safety purposes. Yet that is the furthest thing from the truth. There's absolutely no evidence that it makes our community safer. What it does is adds millions of dollars in revenue into the county budget. It's been a fraud. And still, with all of that, all the taxes that they've placed upon us, all the increased fees that they placed upon us, and let's not kid ourselves, fees are taxes. They still have a $250 million deficit. And, I'll one additional thing that is extremely important. They have never, Steve Ballone and the Democrat Party has never balanced one budget since they've been in power. Not one. It is an absolute fact. We have watched for the last couple of years Democrats sending mailings home to residents saying that they've cut their taxes and they've balanced the budget, which is a complete lie. And it's amazing that they get away with this. If you were a corporation and you use the mail or the telephone or the internet to communicate to someone something fraudulent, like if you were a company and you said, hey, my product does X, you would be prosecuted for mail fraud. You would actually go to prison. Yet these politicians, Democrat politicians in Suffolk County, are continuously lying to the public, telling them that they're cutting their taxes, telling them that they balance the budget, when it is a fact. And I invite anyone to call Democrat New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli and ask whether or not the actual official reconciled budget of Suffolk County have been balanced any single time since the Democrats have been in control of Suffolk County. The answer is absolutely not. And it's time that the residents make a change and implement Republican government, sound fiscal policies, put people in office that are going to make the difficult decisions to get this economy back on track, because it's a mess.
Well, you know, listen, John, you've said a lot, and, you know, let's take one by one here. Obviously, I thought it was a good statement you made. You know, having the voters make the choice, this cross-endorsement stuff is nuts. You know, what you do is already drive an apathetic viewpoint even into more oblivion by doing that. So giving the voters a choice, you know, let's face it. And listen, they got a lot to think about, as you said. You know, you can make the case. The budget's not only in Suffolk, Nassau, a complete mess. And these red light cameras, I think many are in agreement with you. Listen, if you're going to tell me they're all uniformed and change at the same time, okay. But they're all over the place, and thus, as Rob Trotter would say, Suffolk County legislator, a money grab beyond. So there's a lot of key points here you make. And listen, it's up to voters. Voters need to really take a stance, a hard look at the way this county is going. Many are leaving it, John, for reasons, and we all know why. It's unaffordable and a complete mess. A lot of people say, you know what, leadership not there. Change is needed. But all in all, I like the fact this cross-endorsement stuff out the window. Give the voters a choice, a reason to go to the polls and pick their candidate.
Without question. I mean, the direct result of these cross-endorsement deals where public officials are not required to come before the public and state their case and be held accountable has been corruption and mismanagement of our government, because they don't have to worry about what the ramifications are going to be. They don't have to worry about residents, you know, the kickback from residents, you know, potentially throwing them out of public office. So, you know, as a result, you know, it's the old adage, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I'm encouraged this year that we will do very well. We're going to win a lot of seats, and, you know, we have great candidates that we nominated last night for the Suffolk County Legislature. New candidate, obviously our sixth, which I hope will be going back. They've done a good job, but right now they're outnumbered. But we have individuals like Rudy Sunderman and Gary Polakowski, Anthony Piccirillo, Hector Gavilla, Dom Spada, like a bunch of candidates, Christine Rignola, you know, coming forward. And they're going to be out there. They're going to be knocking on doors. They're going to be, you know, talking to the residents about the things that are the residents care about. And I think the reaction is going to be pretty incredible.
Well, you know, listen, I hope voters do pay attention, because, you know, the deal here. Sometimes it's the same old stuff where people just get into office for the sake of getting in. I hope people do pay attention and really do the research. Very important year to do research on your area as far as who's doing the job, who's not doing the job, who's been vocal, who has been invisible. It is time for people to really step up, in my opinion.
Well, no question. And they did that last year in the presidential election. And we're seeing tremendous results, despite what the media tries, the rhetoric and the misinformation they try to spread. You know, we have to look at the real facts. Yeah. Because that's what matters, the fact that, you know, the stock market is the highest it's ever been in history. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 10 years. Consumer confidence is the highest it's been in the past 10 years. We're walking away from bad trade deals. Our national deficit, you know, people say, oh, you know, point to something that Donald Trump has done. Well, you know, I just pointed to a bunch of things. But it's almost $200 billion less today than the day he took office. The drugs that were coming across the border, almost in half cut down. Illegal immigration, approximately in half to what it was. People aren't even sneaking across the border anymore because they know they're going to get sent back. These are things that are being done at the national level. Hopefully he gets his tax plan through Congress. Hopefully, you know, our congressional representatives are going to stand with him and make these difficult changes.
Right.
It is going to continue to boost our economy, and things are looking good in America.
Right.
Yes, the world is a dangerous place right now, but economically, There's more than a heartbeat in America right now.
Two concerns, John, I want to ask you before we run out of time here. One, the ninth seat with Christine Pellegrino and a record-setting win, in essence. Any concerns there as far as what could come into play come November based on what we had witnessed as far as this ninth seat?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Special elections are an entirely different animal. Unfortunately, we had the, let's face it, the kiss of death for the Republican candidate was the Democrat chair for Suffolk County coming out and essentially endorsing him. And that really disturbed our base because people aren't interested in that. They aren't interested in Republicans that are going to coddle up with Democrats and, basically not be who they're supposed to be and not vote the way they're supposed to vote. So if they feel that there is a possibility that there is a Republican that's really a sheep, a wolf in sheep's clothing, they're not going to respond to that. And that was a tremendous disservice done, to our candidate at that time. And maybe that was the design. I don't know. But it's certainly not a reflection of what's going to happen in November. It wasn't a reflection of what happened last November. And, like I said, special elections,
right.
Traditionally, the Democrat Party fares a little bit better in those elections. We do much better in general elections. And I'm very confident that based on the candidates that we nominated last night, that we're going to have a big November.
All right. What about Tim Sinney? He got the endorsement of the Conservative Party, unlike in years past, a little surprise there by Frank Tenari and company.
Well, yeah, it was a surprise. One of the things I talked about last night is we need, and across this country, need to stop demonizing, the other party. I do believe that, Democrats do mean well. They just don't do well. They don't govern well. We all have the same intentions. We all want to do right. We all want to make our community a better place. It's just a question as to what type of policies are going to be implemented to do so. So, I think, Tim's a real good person, and I think he's done a decent job as our police commissioner. This is a different type of race, and he will be out on the campaign trail. Ray Perini will be out on the campaign trail. They will be talking very directly about issues. I know one thing. Ray last night gave a very interesting speech, and if he carries that out and around the county, with one line, he's going to do pretty damn well because, people want to hear someone say something that matters. And I always use that as an example. Years ago in a county executive race, we had a candidate who had five lines. Steve Levy had one line, and he was willing to stand up and say something that matters. And residents reacted, and he won the race by, virtually 5-10 points. So lines don't matter. What matters is when you say something that matters. What matters is when you're going to talk very directly about the issues that are concerning people. And in Suffolk County right now, not only is the murder rate up, not only is gang activity skyrocketing, but our children are being poisoned in the streets with, this heroin epidemic. And, it took our president to stand up and have the, kyun, so to speak, to say those drugs are coming up through the borders and our children are being poisoned.
Right.
And we're seeing it very directly right here in Suffolk County. So much so that the Attorney General of the United States of America had to.
Well,
when does that happen?
It's a very tough time and an interesting time to come the next couple of months. And I always say, let the games begin, John J. Lavelle. Always a pleasure. We'll see you soon. How's
Absolutely.
That in the studio next time?
You got it, Jay. Great speaking with you.
Always a pleasure.